This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Senate Ag Committee Republican Roger Marshall of Kansas says China is no longer a reliable ag trading partner. We will hear more from Senator Marshall next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
Senate Ag Committee Republican Roger Marshall of Kansas says China is no longer a reliable ag trading partner. He argues that United States producers need to utilize value-added farm goods to make up for losses in the Chinese market.
It's a fool's market. It's fool's gold. If you build a market that you think is going to depend upon China from year to year, count me out.
Value-added farm goods are agricultural products that have been processed to increase their market value. Marshall made his comments at the annual AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum. As China continues to essentially lock out U.S. soybeans from the Chinese market via tariffs, Marshall says that farmers need to focus on value-added products and other international markets.
So the president gets an ethanol deal done in England. We're only using 20% of the tariff rate quota that we have going in there in ethanol. So now I need the ethanol companies, and they're doing it. They're going to go in there behind and try to get those ethanol deals done with England.
He also points to India as a potential market for United States ethanol and dairy products. He emphasizes the importance once again of value-added products and not just bulk commodities.
If you think that trade is going to solve all our woes, I think you're wrong. I think the focus needs to be turning corn, turning commodities into protein or to biofuels.
Soybean growers argue that the loss of the Chinese marketplace cannot be made up elsewhere. Marshall counters that it is time to diversify markets and thinks that producers need to focus on goods that provide more value. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.